In today's gospel reading, Jesus breathed on the apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He did this because he was preparing them to go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus knew that they did not yet have what it was going to take. He knew that they were still confused and frightened. And that's exactly why he promised to send them the Holy Spirit. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, given on Pentecost, which we heard about in our first reading this morning, the disciples were instantly changed. Before that day, they were afraid and they were in hiding. But after receiving the Holy Spirit, they bust out of that upper room and hit the streets proclaiming the good news. Before, they were filled with sorrow, but now they were praising and blessing God. Before, they were filled with doubts, and now they were filled with faith and hope. They were changed, and we can be changed too. You see, the gift of the Holy Spirit didn't die with the death of Peter and the apostles. It was promised for all generations until the end of time, and the sacrament of confirmation is the promise of the Holy Spirit for us. The Catechism tells us that the sacrament of confirmation impresses a character, an indelible mark on the soul. And by it, the baptized person is enriched with the gifts of the Holy Spirit and bound more perfectly to the church. Confirmation strengthens us and gives us the power to become witnesses to Christ by word and deed, and then to go out and to spread and defend the faith. Most of us here this morning have received the sacrament of confirmation, and so we have our mandate. The Spirit has been given. The promise is already upon us. But you know what? The fruits and the graces of the sacraments are not evident in our lives unless we receive those sacraments with the proper disposition. And by that I mean the proper and sincere attitude of mind and heart. And I will have to confess to you that I did not receive the sacrament of confirmation with the proper disposition in the eighth grade at St. John the Evangelist School in Bergenfield, New Jersey. And the reason for that is, I hate to tell you, it was back in 1964, and in those days, we had all nuns in Catholic schools. We didn't have any lay teachers like we do here at St. John Newman. We had all sisters, and the good sisters scared me to death because she said, "The bishop from Newark is coming, and at the confirmation, he's going to ask a lot of questions, and you better know the answers. Because if you don't, there will be 1,000 people in that church who will know how stupid you really are." And so all I could think about is how I was going to hide from the bishop so he wouldn't call on me. And that certainly wasn't the proper disposition to receive the sacrament of confirmation. But you know, confirmation is one of those sacraments that impresses an indelible mark, just like baptism and holy orders. So I can't go to Bishop Talley and tell him, "Hey, it didn't take. Do it over again." But luckily for us, God wants nothing more. He wants nothing more than to untie the gifts of the Holy Spirit and put them to work in our lives. He wants to give us two infinitely precious gifts this morning. First, he wants to give us the living bread of eternal life in the Eucharist so that we can be more intimately bound with him and one another. And he wants to give us power from on high. Power from on high through the Holy Spirit. Now, some of us have been blocking the power of confirmation and the blessing of the Eucharist. But you know what? We can change that right now. We can change that right now by choosing to live the sacramental life. So if you have never done that before, if you have never made this choice, this is your opportunity. All you've got to do is repeat these choices after me. So here we go. Here's the first one. I choose love. I choose love. No occasion justifies hatred. No injustice warrants bitterness. I choose love. Today I will love God and what God loves. I choose the sacramental life. I choose to be a visible sign of God's invisible grace. I choose joy. I will invite God to be the God of circumstance. I will refuse the temptation to be cynical because I know that's just a tool of a lazy thinker. I choose peace. I will live forgiven and I will forgive that I may live. I choose patience. I will overlook the inconveniences of this world. Instead of cursing the one who takes my place, I will invite him to do so. Rather than complain that the wait is too long, I will thank God for a moment to pray. Instead of clenching my fists at new assignments, I will face them with joy and courage. I choose kindness. I choose kindness. I will be kind to the poor, for they are alone. I will be kind to the rich, for they are afraid. I will be kind to the unkind, because that is how God has treated me. I choose goodness. I will go without a dollar before I will take a dishonest one. I will be overlooked before I will boast. I will confess before I will accuse. I choose goodness. I choose the sacramental life. I choose to be a visible sign of God's invisible grace. I choose faithfulness. Today I'm going to keep my promises. My debtors will not regret their trust. My associates will not question my word. My wife will not question my love. And my children will never have to fear that their father will not come home. I choose gentleness. Nothing is won by force. I choose to be gentle. If I raise my voice, may it only be in praise. If I clench my fist, may it only be in prayer. If I make a demand, may it only be on myself. And finally, I choose self-control. I'm a spiritual being. After this body is dead, my spirit will soar. And I refuse to let that which will rot rule the eternal. I choose self-control. I will be drunk only by joy. I will be impassioned only by my faith. I will be influenced only by God. I will be taught only by Christ. I choose self-control. And so there, folks, there you have them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What are they? They're the fruits of the Holy Spirit, yes. And now that we have all received the Holy Spirit with the proper disposition, He will be with us for the rest of our lives. Now we carry within ourselves the greatest of all insurance policies. Wherever we go, whatever we do, the Spirit of God is with us. From this moment on, Jesus will be our greatest teacher through the Holy Spirit. Always calling us back when we go astray. Always reminding us of what is right and just. Always convicting us of our decisions and choices. Always flagging us when we are about to say or do something wrong. Always guarding us and leading us so that we reach our final destination in heaven. The Holy Spirit is now our perfect GPS. It never gets turned off. It never runs out of signals. It never has functional problems. It's never out of date, and we never have to pay for it. And so we, the people of St. John Newman Parish, choose the sacramental life. We choose to receive His final promise and follow His final instruction. We choose to be a sacrament, a visible sign of God's invisible grace to every everyone we meet today and every day, through Christ our Lord. Amen.